Welcome back to TBM Talks. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta, and we're continuing our conversation with Peter Van Loon, founder and CEO of Its Value. If you missed part one, we explored the foundational role of IT planning in aligning technology investments with business goals and optimizing resources. I highly recommend checking it out for valuable context to this episode. So today we'll build on that discussion by exploring best practices for refining your IT planning processes, adapting to change, and integrating cutting-edge technologies like AI. So Peter, it's great to have you back. Let's just kick things off. So based on your experience, what best practices would you recommend for organizations looking to take IT planning to the next level?
Hi, Kiara. I'm happy to be back again and looking at your question. Yeah, I would recommend the following best practices. They might not all be applicable to all organizations, as every organization is starting from its own mature level, looking from a business IT and finance view. But let's mention a few. So the first thing is align IT with business goals. And as I mentioned before, ensure that IT planning is closely linked to the organization's strategy objectives. Involve the key stakeholders from various departments to understand their needs and align IT initiatives accordingly. Second is establish clear priorities. So develop a prioritization framework for IT projects based on their potential impact, urgency, and alignment with business goals. This helps in allocating resources effectively, but also in execution during the budget year when situations change. The third one, implement a governance framework. So establish a governance structures to oversee IT planning and execution. This also includes defining roles, responsibilities, and decision-making. Decision-making processes to ensure accountability and specifically cost awareness in the IT organization. Next one is utilize data-driven decision-making. So implement an IT planning tool to structure the process and create one source of truth, and leverage data analytics to support IT planning decisions. So analyze the past trends, calculate performance metrics, and collect budget owner feedback to guide investments and improvements. And the last one is foster a culture of innovation. Encourage creativity and innovation within the IT team to improve efficiency or foster new technologies. Create an environment where new ideas are welcome and explored, which can lead to better solutions and strategies.
Those are some great best practices, especially around aligning IT with business goals and leveraging data-driven decision-making. But even with these best practices in place, we've seen how quickly market conditions can shift. So let's explore how IT planning can help organizations stay agile and nimble. So how can effective IT planning help organizations quickly adapt to rapidly changing market demands?
Yeah, I think the best example of a recent rapidly changing market demand was the COVID-19 era. When COVID-19 struck early 2020, we could see in our customer base which ones were in control of the IT planning process, because the mature ones, which also had a good IT planning tool, a defined governance structure and a close cooperation with the business, were able to quickly generate a new forecast for the remainder of the year, taking the rapidly changing business demand into account. It took them about 2 weeks to communicate with their businesses to reassess the demand, and based on the demand, change their IT forecast plan from a financial and resource perspective. We also had a few customers who were not that mature, and they were struggling for 4 to 6 weeks to create a reliable IT forecast plan, resulting in short-term wrong choices, also causing extra IT costs.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a great example of agility in action, especially during a period of disruptive change like the pandemic. So of course, staying adaptable isn't just about responding to current challenges, but it's also about preparing for the future. So how can organizations incorporate emerging technologies such as AI or automation into their IT planning processes to remain competitive?
Yeah, in the present markets, innovation is crucial from both a business and IT perspective. So we live now in a technology era where technology is dictating the market from several dimensions. So AI is the most emerging new technology, and the business can't afford not to look at it, as you might miss out the next productivity or functional breakthrough in your branch. If you are in control of your IT planning process, it's easy to add innovative technology in your IT services. With the prioritization process and a good process governance in place, the following questions can be easily answered. So who's funding the AI initiatives? Who's owning the AI initiatives? And what will be the projects or the activities on AI in the planning? What's then the budget for all AI initiatives? And what can be the revenue based on the AI initiatives? So based on the answers, it should be easy to add the AI initiatives in the standard IT planning process, manage them on the business as usual way, like all projects and initiatives.
Got it. Yeah, that's a crucial point. You know, incorporating emerging technologies effectively can really set organizations apart. So now looking for companies or now for companies looking to elevate their IT planning processes, what would you say are the key takeaways they should focus on to really deliver real business value?
Yeah, I think my key takeaways are threefold. The first is define the governance between business and IT. So who's responsible for what from a demand or supply perspective? Who's proposing and who's approving budget figures? Who's responsible for setting priorities? And how to align the IT planning output to the business objectives? The second one is the transparent setup of the planning process. Which department is involved on what stage? What will be the planning iterations from demand and supply perspective? And when is reported on what dimensions? And the last one, create one data source of truth. Make sure the data structure and financial parameters for the planning process are clear for all budget owners and stakeholders. Share and communicate them upfront and make them available at the place at a central place for reference. In short, the answer is to improve the cooperation and communication between IT and the business about the services delivered in the present and the expectation in the future. And of course, again, the biggest challenge is predicting demand and connecting costs. Predictions can be made more accurate using past experience data about demand, costs, and trends.
Awesome. Yeah, those are great takeaways, especially about improving collaboration and creating a single source of truth. But building on a robust IT planning framework isn't a one and done process. So how can organizations really ensure that their IT planning frameworks or practices are built for long-term success and continuous improvement?
Yeah, continuous improvement is only possible if the IT planning framework is stable from a process and governance perspective, with the same planning tool and preferably process to support it. If that foundation is established, then the planning process, the business IT cooperation, and the future demand predictions can greatly be improved and made more accurate. By having past financial and demand data available about earlier predictions, projects, and run costs helps a great deal in making the connection of the business objectives easier and the planning output more accurate.
Awesome. Yeah, that emphasis on continuous improvement really underscores the importance of a stable foundation. So, but at the end of the day, you know, there can be or maybe one factor that really makes or breaks the process. So in your experience, what is the single most important factor that contributes to IT planning success?
Yeah, in the end, it's all about the variance between actuals and budget. So we see companies struggle with budget variances between 15 and 30%, which means it is a kind of a lottery if they will stay within the budget. It usually also means they need to be very aware of the spend until far in Q4 to make sure they stay within budget, as they can't rely on the budget numbers. So companies will have set up a planning process with good governance, which use a planning tool, where IT is in close cooperation with the business, can have a budget variance as low as 1 to 3%. It means they are more in control on the actual IT spend and have less surprises in the year.
Awesome. Yeah, that's an excellent point about reducing budget variance and increasing control over IT spend. So for organizations just beginning their IT planning journey or those looking to refine their approach, what advice would you give to help them get started on the right foot?
Yeah, the sound may be strange, but buy an IT planning application. So the tool is not the solution, but it's important for the solution. And approach the implementation of the tool as you would do for every application implementation. But have a big focus on the processes and people side. Those are more important than the technology side. So make sure that you define clear objectives up front. So start by establishing the goals for the new planning process and determine the gap with the present planning process. This will provide direction and a global plan for your new project. Involve the key stakeholders. Engage stakeholders from various business and IT departments early in the process. Their insights will help ensure that the new planning process includes actual business needs and foster collaboration. And design the planning process end to end. So start from the new and present business demand and design the new IT planning process. Conduct a thorough assessment of your existing process, looking at governance, cooperation, IT infrastructure, resources, and in general, financial processes. Understanding your starting point will help identify gaps and areas for improvement. Some part of the planning process might stay the same as in the present, but focus on the to-be-improved part as defined in the objectives. Another point is start small. So if you're new to IT planning, consider a pilot or a proof of concept of the new planning application with a few key stakeholders before expanding your approach. So this allows you to test the IT planning framework and make adjustments based on real-world feedback. Of course, very important is document it. Create documentation for your process, decisions, and outcomes. This will help ensure continuity and facilitate knowledge sharing within the organization. Invest in training. Make sure that all personas in the planning process from business, IT, and finance receive ongoing training and development to learn the new process and to stay updated on the latest way of working, enhancing the quality of the planning output continuously. And of course, review and adapt regularly. Make it a habit to review your IT planning process yearly. Nowadays, change is the standard, which means people, organization structures, corporations, etc., change frequently. Make sure your IT planning process stays up to date on these changes, which impact the process. And be aware that implementing the perfect planning process takes time, as there are many parts we need to be put in place. Especially the people part takes time, as they need to know what to do to deliver content, predict the future, and run the planning process and use the planning tool.
Awesome. Yeah. Those best practices and real-world examples provide a clear roadmap for organizations aiming to refine their IT planning processes, especially as they navigate rapid market changes and emerging technologies. So, Peter, thank you so much for sharing your expertise and practical insights today. It's been an incredible, great discussion. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into IT planning. And we hope you've gained valuable takeaways to implement within your own organizations. Make sure to subscribe to TBM Talks on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss out on future episodes. And to learn more, please visit apptio.com. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time as we explore another critical aspect of ITFM. Thanks, everyone.